All right, I'm starting recording as you take a sip of your wine.
Pinot Noir.
This is a Dionysian meeting today.
Every day it is for me after work, especially right now with reopening. So
Oops, sorry, I'm still on
I
coffee.
feel like I'm in a I feel like I'm in a Monty Python film right now, to be honest. But particularly like with
How do
Brian.
you know you're not?
It's true.
We might all be on some ontological level.
But no, that, I'm particularly Holy
Which
Grail
Monty
at that
Python
one with the. I'm sorry.
But which Monty Python film?
Monty Python and the Holy Grail, and the one where the guy's going to get married and he doesn't want to get married, and they have the two guards at the door, and the guy's going, "Okay, you stay here, don't let him go anywhere," and they're like, "Right, we go with you," and it's like, "No, that's not what I said." That's literally been my entire week and my colleagues. So yeah, so. I can specifically tell you which one it
And
is.
that, and now you come to the simple and straightforward world of metapsychosis and infinite conversations. So,
It's refreshing, I have to tell you.
okay.
Please anyway.
Nice.
Yes.
So, I started recording. Here we are, metapsychosis editorial meeting, September 9th, 2020. I'm a bit. I'll just say. Kind of over my head in things on a personal level. I won't go too far into it, but kind of come to a sort of coming together. Sold my parents' house in New York.
Good.
Have put made put an offer and gotten it accepted on a new house here in Colorado for my brother, who's going to be moving out, and within like 3 weeks. So it all happened this week. And then the weather has been crazy in Colorado. It's always, it tends to fluctuate, but it went from 90 in the high 90s Fahrenheit over the weekend to the 20s, 30, excuse me, like the high 20s, 30, low 30s, snow just yesterday and today.
I read that. I read about that actually.
Yeah,
In the
and
news.
the days before the big plummet in temperatures, we had ash falling from the sky, and the air was really kind of clouded with smoke. It was bad. I mean, there was a just ash floating around everywhere, and this is nothing compared to California right now, which has had like the most acreage of, I think, 2 million acres burned in wildfires in their recorded history. Who knows in much long much previous times, but it's not yet the peak fire season. The peak fire season is September, October, November. And I know multiple people who have been affected by that, who've had to move, who've either lost their homes or almost lost their homes. So it's kind of a crazy time all around. And in the midst of it, we have this set of submissions we're working through. I feel like maybe we're kind of we're cooking a universal eggs Benedict here. We have the ingredients, and it's still a bit run it's still runny. It hasn't all congealed yet. Although you probably like it a little bit runny, I think, if from your piece, Jeffrey, which I just read and reviewed. So it's on my mind. Anyhow,
Little bit runny, but not too runny. Yeah.
Medium.
I'm not going to be a paragon of good project management and order today. So I'm going to rely on you guys to help us move through an agenda that makes sense, just because I'm a bit preoccupied with a lot of other like logistical things. And I've been keeping up with my items, which I reported on to your post, Jeffrey, on the publication candidates thread on the in the E-zone. I'm also aware that there's probably some technical issues, Jeffrey, email, maybe with the submissions table and like how we're managing the submissions, because now we're going to go from submissions to posts that we're going to want to schedule. And so there's a calendar on the site. There's a calendar function, which I can show you, where we can create the posts and give them a date. And that could be tentative. We can switch it around, but it will allow us to visualize what our, you know, what the next few months will look like in terms of publication dates. So anyway, I'm just wrapping. How's everyone doing? Shall we check in more formally, or how would you like to begin?
We could check in. I mean, it's, I mean, personally, I'm as crazy as you are right now, just for different reasons. And actually, it's funny, because I was looking this week, and I was like, well, I mean, just crazy, not you personally crazy, but, you know, just the whole situation. And I was going back to my list of things that I needed to do for, you know, that I've committed to for editorial work. And I was thinking, oh my God, it's already almost the 9th. It's like, you know, where did this time go, you know? But I did actually manage to email everybody who was on my list. And I've heard back from, what's his name, Gail, who did the Gasp piece. Mm-hmm. I heard back from James Geddes, who did Repeaters of the String. And I heard back from Patrick DiCarlo. Yeah, so pretty much everybody. Annie Blake, I haven't heard back from yet. I'm just waiting on her. But they all, you know, I got back to them about their pieces and, you know, just to sort of touch base. I think those were all pieces. Patrick DiCarlo said he's already had one poem accepted somewhere else, but the rest of them, it's fine. Like he, you know, he's okay with publishing them. And I think the other ones, we were not really looking a whole lot at, there was not a whole lot of edits that were required or anything. So, you know, so it's just a matter of they know that we're interested and they're still interested in publishing. So that I think is the important piece there. Mm-hmm. And I asked Annie whether or not it would be okay to break up her set. Although after looking at it, I'm kind of like, I kind of get the sense she wants this out as a chapbook. So mm-hmm. I discussed different options with her and we'll see what she says when she gets back. And I had the one rejection, the Jim Myros, what the heck was it? It was about that, the carnival one, the one about the machine, the human coin counting machine. I think that was it. Mm-hmm. So I emailed and I just sent him sort of I found Mary's, you know, sample text, and I kind of just played with that, and I sent that back to him. So so that's where I am with metapsychosis stuff. I've kind of done all of that. So I'm just ready to schedule the stuff that I have, with the exception of maybe Annie Blake at the moment, you know, mm-hmm. whatever we do. But yeah, so that's my update.
Okay. I think it's not an either or either, like either chapbook or online for Annie Blake.
No, and that's what I told her.
Yeah, super. Because I think, like, the way I kind of imagined it, if she, and obviously finally it's up to her, but that we kind of publish them online and then do a chapbook sometime next year, perhaps. Like
yeah, I told her it would probably be next year before we could consider print chapbooks or things like that. Yeah. But that, you know, that we could do a combination of things. So, you know, she's, like I said, she's pretty easygoing. She might be good with both. So we'll see.
Cool. That sounds great.
Yeah, nice.
Okay, so.
I had four people to contact. I had four positive people to contact and one negative. one person that I gave a rejection with feedback, and I, anyway, he hasn't written me back, which I don't expect because I never write back people who reject me either. So I had Marjorie Kay, who had that visual art one, and there's no editing to do with that. She's just very pleased that we want to publish it. She loves our website. So I thought I should pass that on, which she called it something like an oasis in a desert. And she looked forward to her work being included among our brilliant writers. So I just left it with her that I'd be in touch when we had a date. And at some point I want to get the post ready to go just so they make sure that technically, you know, the JPEGs that she uploaded are will work well, will play nicely, you know, with our setup, but I don't think there's much more to do there.
Just rule of thumb, the larger the better, like images, yeah. Because we can always crop them or save them smaller. Yeah. But if we don't have the larger, it becomes a pain in the butt to get a right size image. And we could be, you know, we can, and sometimes do use images if they're right, even though they're maybe a little bit grainy, like Bridget, like in your video. But for this, we definitely would want.
Yeah. So I'll test them out and then see if I need to write to her and ask for better. I think that what she uploaded was already pretty good quality, but I'll check.
That's my memory. I don't remember it being small. I remember seeing it large.
Yeah, it looked good. Susan Evans had a single poem, and I wrote to her. For her, I wanted to ask her for some small edits. There were some weird capitalizations in the middle of lines that looked like it was the relic of, like, maybe she'd been playing with where she put her line endings, but forgot to fix up the capitalization. So I asked her about that, and she agreed with all the minor edits I suggested. So that poem is ready to go. Karen, I gave Marcos great feedback about adding the setting to, that was the fantasy.
Second?
Yeah, the second and the duel and all of that. And she's totally game to do revisions. But since those are substantive, I think we left it that it would be late fall when she gave us the new version. And she also wanted to know if we had a word limit. So after I stopped laughing, I wrote her back and said, no, she should go as long as it needs to be. The last one though was, let me just make sure I'm looking at it correctly. I Take That Back by Yoav Ben, I should know his name better by now, but it was one of my stories that I have a feeling needs more substantial revising. And so I've drafted a letter for him, but I just wondered if anyone would like to, if I don't know if anyone else has read it before.
You posted it, didn't you?
Yeah, I made a little post that says submission, I Take That Back. With a draft of what I'm planning to send him. And I'd love if anyone else who's read it could just chime in and say if there's anything they'd like to add.
My impression of your letter was that it actually was quite good. I thought, you know, it was very good. It was very, it touched on, you know, it was critical without being critical. You know what I mean? Like, you know, good. I thought it was good myself.
Was there anything
else? But I can look at it again.
Was there anything else about his story that I've missed that he should maybe do?
Let me take a look at it again. Let's see.
Yeah.
Let's see.
I told I needed a little more motivation. This is the one where the guy, like the UPS driver, turns out to be a kind of mystical guide who's going to offer him a choice. And so my major feedback was that the very initial step where the character just gets into a UPS van with the UPS driver needed a little more motivating.
Right. No, I think you hit on everything, at least everything that I would have picked up myself.
Super.
That okay. But I don't know if anybody else has an opinion, but that's just mine, so. But yeah, was it just you and I who read it, or did anybody else get to read that one, or?
I've actually looked at it a couple times, and each time I've got a sort of recoil reaction, like, I don't want to do this. That's just my honest like feedback, and
that's fair.
And I think that doesn't mean it's not good. It just means like it's not right for me to read. It's like a drink I don't want to drink. You know, like I there's a certain voice or a certain tone, like right from the bat, off the bat, that I'm like, I don't want that. That's all. So
I just felt like it could get tedious in parts. I think that was my kind of thing. That it was just like. Yeah, it was like trying to get, I was like you're reading through it and it started out kind of interesting. Then it's like, God, this is going on for this long. Like, I don't know. It was just, I don't know. There was just something to it that was a little, but nonetheless, I just kind of thought, I don't know. There were things about it that I thought were intriguing that I liked.
Should I maybe suggest some overall tightening?
Yeah, that might be good. Just maybe to throw that in too, in addition to what your original comments are, which I think
I'll add that. Good. All right. I'll send that email this week then.
Okay.
It's an interesting phrase. I imagine like some screws that you can like just kind of like tighten the whole thing.
That's exactly what I
was. We're only so
right.
It doesn't work like that. There are no rivets you can every word is its own rivet, you know? So
that's that's the problem.
That's it. Good. That's my slate of writers so far.
So I'm a bit more like Marco. That is to say, perhaps that I feel chaotic. I'm not sure that I really have the justification in my life to be quite so chaotic as I end up actually feeling. It's this odd thing where I've started to teach this fall. And, you know, I've done this class for, 16 years. So why should this year be different? But because I've retired, it has a different feel to it. And so I'm a little bit feeling, weird about the Quiller class. It doesn't feel quite like the thing that I should be doing right now. But I, I said I'm going to do it, so I'm going to do it. But I'm not going to do it again after this year. Anyway, it's discombobulated me this week as a result. And so I didn't get as much done as I'd hoped to. So I did contact Jeff Kara for the spiritual barber, and he suggested a small change to one sentence. You know, it was this issue about whether or not the spiritual barber calls himself that or whether the other people call him that. And he made a very small change that made it clear. And so I said, that's fine, and we'll go ahead with it. So the other one that I contacted was Diana Thorason for the poem Anatolian Dreams. I wrote her and said that we like the poem. We'd like to publish it, more or less as is. But we would normally prefer to publish a suite of poems. Did she have others? And she sent me a whole manuscript. It's about 800 pages of poetry, plus photos. And I actually think it's quite strong. So I put it up on the website as a kind of new submission. But what I said to her is we wouldn't do it right away. We would do what we've already got, but this might go up for the next time kind of thing. So that's where the discussion is at, so that we're not beholden to publish it right away, but we can think about it for a while. But I think it is quite interesting. And so it would be nice to get somebody else to have a look at what she's done with that.
My first impression on that, just quickly, it was the opposite with the other piece. It was like, I want more. That's very interesting.
Yeah, so. And the photos are quite interesting too. So I think it's actually a substantial piece of work that's kind of interesting. The next pieces are pieces that I needed to read in depth in order to respond to intelligently to the writers. So that's the Mensa piece with all the 111 and the different poems mm-hmm. like that, and Slibo's Weekend Getaway. And so I prioritized Mensa because it was the bigger piece that I needed to get a handle on. And I've read it. So I put up a post on it at the end of the message earlier today. I kind of think it's not one piece, but three pieces, or three distinct collections. And I'm not sure that they can be put together into a saying. They have a different feel to them. And I almost think they're like distinct pieces in a sense. They're collections, but they're collections with a coherent sense for each collection. And then you go on to the next one, and it doesn't feel the same as the earlier one. So, it feels maybe two could be linked because they both include these sort of visually organized poems. They're kind of visual poetry, but then the third one is not quite so visual in the same way. So maybe the first two could be grouped. And out of the three sections, I love the visual poetry. It's the one that wasn't visual that I didn't like. And those are the ones that both, Marco, you said there were things that you liked in there, and Andrew Field liked stuff in those poems. But they did nothing for me. It was a bit like what you were saying earlier, Marco, is like I opened and looked at that and I thought, I don't really want to have to deal with this. But the other stuff I thought was great. So I'm not quite sure what to do about that. What I was going to suggest is that that we might publish the first two collections, and we'll have to come up with a decision about the third one. The problem with the third one is that both Andrew and Marco, I think you both had criticisms about it. Maybe not the same criticisms, but you had somewhat different issues with the poem. So you both found there was something interesting about it, but you both found there were some problems with it. But they didn't seem to be quite the same places where you had problems with it.
Well, I would also confess that I don't think I've like deeply engaged with his work, and I think he's doing things formally, experimentally, that are that one just has to read more closely. It's like he's a kind of close reading requiring poet, I think.
Yeah. I enjoyed the first stuff. I could get into it, but this stuff, and he says it's more experimental, and that he almost kind of half hints that it may be published elsewhere, which I found also a bit odd. So I would definitely have to go back and ask him about what is the status of this work in terms of, is it published elsewhere and so forth.
It's been a while since he submitted some of his earlier pieces, and I would say the communication hasn't always been sort of consistent or smooth between.
Yeah, I read through the stuff, but it looked like Andrew said a few things, and then there are like he replied three or four times before Andrew said anything. Mm-hmm. So it's like he's having a conversation almost with himself.
Yeah. Some people do that just in response to, pointed questions or critique. They it's sort of like the pus starts coming out. I'm not saying that that's what his responses were necessarily, but that was my sense. It's like something got prodded.
I just wanted a kind of a validation from you guys before I go and write to this guy about, I mean, maybe what I could do is write a letter and then have you look at it before I send it. But what I was going to suggest is that we publish the two collections that are more visual and turn him back the third one for either he works on it or he submits it elsewhere or, we would be open to looking at it again, but I think it needs some work. So something like that.
Yeah. That sounds fair. I mean, definitely.
Here too. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And for Slabeau, I haven't got to it because I was, so that's next on the list is to reread Weekend Getaway with a kind of slow, careful attention and try and figure out what I could say to him about it. And then of course there are the bigger pieces that I said I would review. So I was on the meeting with Lisa Mirosky. Yesterday? Yeah, yesterday. And so I haven't even started reading her book, but obviously since I'm going to be sitting in on those things, I'll need to read the book. So that will move forward, but I've also got the Maya and the Son of Korg one to read. So I got a lot of work to do there soon.
Okay, well that's a good segue for me then, because those are pieces I've also been looking at or worked with the authors. With Maya, as I mentioned, I'm still reading that book. We've been working on poetry. She has a couple of different collections, and that's been a slower process. I'll at some point help her put together a collection that we could formally submit through like the submission channel. And with the book, I've been sort of kind of drawn into it. Like I feel like I'm on the journey with her. I'm enjoying the novel and where it's going. And I'm finding it really interestingly kind of like it's in dialogue with things that I'm thinking about or things we've talked about on the forum. It's almost like this kind of parallel world. So I'm curious to, you know, to hear how you, you know, how it lands for you, Jeffrey. With Lisa, but this is kind of like a train that's left the station. There's already a good sized group in the conversations, and I think her work is strong, and she's a real thinker, and I feel that there's something kind of at the edge of emergence, you know, that is maybe in this group. So let's talk further, you know, after you've had a chance to read a little bit about, you know, whether we want to suggest any changes in how the material is represented, since she's packaging this as a book. And what we would want to do with it. Would we want to publish it as a book? Would we want to publish it only serially? I'm open to different possibilities. And I'm really attracted to the theme as well. I think it's just kind of drawing a kind of, it's creating a sort of pocket of meta reflection, meta, you know, like on the medium, on our medium itself, which, you know, a lot of times we just spend using the medium or expressing ourselves through or communicating in the medium, but not reflecting directly, like not thematizing it. And I feel that this is what she's doing, but she's not just a theorist, she's also an artist and a novelist, a poet. So she brings that sensibility to her thinking as well. So I'm feeling good about that. It was a bit of work that I wasn't expecting to actually getting together the group page and the events and the Zoom, and you know, there's always like when you have new people coming in, kind of varying levels of technical fluency and literacy, and so like translating, like it's not the simplest site to navigate. I know that. So, but I can't quite do anything about it quite yet. Anyway, that's Lisa. Son of Korg. There was some feedback on his piece from Ed and John Davis. And I reported that. I quoted that with their permission to him, and then he incorporated that into a revision, which I've yet to review. So that's my homework, probably this weekend, is review his revision, see how he responded to their feedback, and I assume it'll be good. But if not, I'll help smooth that out. And Jeffrey, you're also going to read it. So that's more feedback now, you know, sooner would be obviously better there. If I can, actually what we should do is synchronize. So sort of when I review it again, or you should review the new version.
Yeah.
And then we can submit our combined feedback on that.
Yeah. I'll put that as the next priority. Maybe at the same time as, at least I start on consciously evolving language, and would do that at the same time. Something.
Yeah. Okay, good.
We have a list of, it's good, part of the thing of putting up the notes was to notice that we had a whole list of rejections to deal with, and nobody took responsibility last time for sending out any rejections. Well, except a couple of them, but there's a whole list of them to send, so.
You want me to send rejections? I don't mind doing it.
Yeah, and I'll do a batch too, Bridget. I don't know if it's easier for one person to do them all, or if it's possible to split up that burden. We could do it alphabetically.
Sure. Let's see. Let's look at the list. Let's see.
I guess we've got the whole submissions salvage one to get through, and then we've got the newer submissions table.
Yeah, let's see.
I put together all the rejection things. I put a post up earlier today, Mary, where I listed all the things that were rejected.
Oh, yeah, really? The rejection ones too? I didn't see that.
It's under publication candidates. I think, okay.
Same post we had from before that listed the different things at the bottom of there. There's a thing of...
You can just scroll down, eh?
Yeah, there's about, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 24. 24. There's 24 rejections.
Okay.
12 and 12?
There's a couple actually that I think I should send. One is to Vasilev because we've communicated already. And he's kind of shared a little bit of his personal life and stuff. So I think it'd be weird if he got like not an impersonal, but sort of a rejection from somebody else.
Okay.
And then Benjamin Pierce.
Yes.
I don't want to reject him yet. I just don't want to accept it either. Like I don't know why, but there's something about what he's trying to do, like that I identify with. He's like writing a long sort of epic poem. And we've talked about this before, Bridget, too. Mm-hmm. Like there's definitely something about it that doesn't work. And at the same time, I feel like this pang of compassion. I want to, I want to give it a chance. I want to give it more time, but I haven't been in the mental state to just sit with a long poem like that. Similar to the other one, Mensa, that it's like poetry like that just takes a certain kind of mental state, I think.
I kind of liked Benjamin Pierce. I actually put it down as good when I did my review. Somebody else said needs work, so it sort of went down. But
he's being saved. The rescue operation. Could we give him more time? We don't have to. More time.
Yeah, I'll go back and look at it again, and see why I said that I thought it was good.
Maybe since the three of us, I know certainly myself, Marco, and Jeffrey, since we've kind of looked at that piece already, maybe we can just have a post and just write what we think about it, or what didn't seem right. True. And then maybe we can kind of decide between us, who should, maybe it should be Marco if Marco's communicated with him more, but we can maybe kind of come up with something,
Jeffrey, I see you're marking up the list, but the one that Marco said he would do is Vasilev, not Bohuslav.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Good. We got two similar names right next to each other. So shall we divide up the rest?
Sure.
I could take the top down through Goodman. I think that's
okay. Let me see through Goodman. Okay. So basically anything that's not, like Pierce or whatever, then I'll take from Wallace and Wilde to Walton, I guess.
11, and that's 11.
Oh, no, wait, hang on. Sorry. Am I looking at this right?
There's actually one more. Mithra Invictus. I think we rejected that. The problem is you couldn't actually add a reviewer because the line was so long that it broke the page.
Yeah.
But I went and I manually edited it from the admin.
Mm-hmm.
I rejected it. And I thought that was kind of the gist of your review as well, Mary.
Yeah, it was.
Sorry, I didn't do that. So.
Yeah.
All right. I'm sorry. So let me just see. You're going to take
Goodman inclusive. I'll do Goodman. And then you do from, you start with Wallace and Wilde.
Okay, so Jeffrey has the rejection letter thing in the middle of that, so we'll just ignore that and just assume we're going from the responsibility part here.
Well, yeah. I just moved them around, so Bridget, now you have your list. And
pretty much, yeah. Other than I think Mary's going to have Goodman, and then I'm going to take everything down. So,
yeah, I'll go down to Goodman, and you do everything
else. Okay, so let me just make a note here. Okay.
But if you update your file in a moment, it'll all be done. Because I'm correct.
Oh, okay. I'll refresh. Okay.
Just wait. Give me a moment. It's not quite
sure,
done.
Sure. That's fine. No problem.
Okay. Now, if you refresh. Just going to do a bit of cleanup, but.
Oh, looks great.
Oh, perfect. Okay, yeah, that looks good. Yeah, I already did Melrose, so it would just be, so it's just the rest of them. Okay.
Oh, this is all nice. I see I'm down for line editing for Lisa Murawski, but I'm not, because I volunteered to do that, but that's not something I have to do soon, right? No. I will get a document later for it. Good.
Okay. I was just keeping track of all the things that people signed up for. So that was the...
Super. That's really good. Mm. I'm glad you are. Someone should be.
Okay. And that leaves, okay. So we've got Dolphin Wars. I don't know. That's one I've had a hard time getting into, but I guess somebody has to read that or should read that.
I'll take a crack at it. I don't think I've even looked at it.
Yeah, I started to look at it, and I don't know. I thought it had potential, but I didn't have a chance to really get through it. So
is it in our submission table?
That's an old one. I think that's an old one from the old submission tracker spreadsheet.
Okay, so. I'll hunt it down.
And that reminds me, Marco, is there a way at this point, because I know submissions are closed right now, to go back and add something to the submission table? Because I know I was supposed to do that and I should have done it right away, but I didn't. Sorry, go ahead.
I added in the new Thorson thing, but I did it through the back end, not through the front end. So,
right, that's what I want to know. Which way am I going in to do that?
So the same way that you go in to add a post, there's also the option to add a submission. And then you do it, you know, from the back end. The same.
Okay, so just do it from the WordPress dashboard.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. The only thing that was confusing to me when I did it was it gives you publish, and then it says, are you sure you want to publish? Everybody will see it. But of course, it's still only us that's seeing it. It's not the right, you know, so it took me a while.
Right. It's not going out of metapsychosis, right?
But it's not going out generally. It's just going out to us, yeah.
Okay. No problem. Yeah, I just wanted to make sure because I was looking at it today and I thought, oh, shoot, I should have asked about that last week, or 2 weeks ago. But okay, no problem. I'll make sure I take, because I want to make sure I add all the ones that I'm doing to make sure they're in the new submission tracker. So
yeah, exactly. So the ones from the table should be added in here.
Exactly. So, right.
Mm-hmm. Also, we should update the status of the ones in the table.
I did update several of the statuses. I don't know that I did them all, but I did most of them.
Okay. I don't think I did, actually. So I'm going to go through the ones that I've been touched, and if we are if we've decided to accept them, I'll set them that way, or reject, whatever the status is.
I accepted, but I didn't put them in press until they move forward, as it were, until there's acceptance on the part of the author that things will go in as is or whatever, and then we can move it into the next step, right?
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
Yeah, that's something I have to do too. And that, because again, I was just looking at it from the one end and I'm like, okay, I'm not, I wasn't seeing that, but I think on the back end, I'll see all that. So that's fine.
I did notice that when I added through the back end, I had trouble adding information like the tags. I couldn't see where to add the tags.
I think it's on the right side.
But I got a file where there was no right side. It just showed me. So I don't know what's going on there, but it's
document
like
a block. I don't know if there's a, I don't know. I'll look at it. I'm not sure.
I tried all that and I couldn't make it work. So,
okay.
I'm just saying it to Marco.
Okay. Well, I'd like to share my screen anyway, to go over the calendar. So I could look at that if you'd like.
Mm-hmm.
We could look at that together.
Let's do that.
But maybe finish. Is there any other pieces to review? We Dolphin Wars, Mary, you're going to look at anything mm-hmm. else? Mithra Invictus was the other one, which is a reject.
Mm-hmm.
I lost the page with the list on it. Where is it? Oh, Steel, Man of. No, it's not just Steel, not Man of. Why did I write that?
Sounds like a cataloger's in.
spiritual warriorship.
I remember rejecting that, I'm pretty sure. I remember the author's name, at any rate. I think I rejected it. Did I leave any notes on it?
Let's see. Spiritual warriorship. Here it is.
So, okay.
We did talk about it. No, you didn't reject it. You didn't talk. You didn't leave any notes. No.
Oh.
But Jeffrey said he actually quite liked this. I thought some references a bit obscure, but the poems are closed nicely, and the writing is strong, although it could perhaps use a little more polish. And then I said they work for me as, quote, spiritual poetry. I put that in quote. I said there is both a sense of craft and also domain knowledge, as well as an inkling of personal style. I imagine there could be more poems like this from this author, which may expand the scope of their spiritual story. So
we did accept it, and you can follow up with it, Marco.
Okay, but Mary, did you have other feedback or kind of a contrary point of view?
I'm looking at it to remind myself of what it is. Yeah, I didn't feel much connection with these poems. Like they didn't, they didn't call up very much in me, but I'm hearing that they worked well for you guys. For me, they were the spiritual meditation aspect of it got in the way of the poetics of it, or I didn't have a strong sense of poetics from it. But that's me. I think two people saying good.
Yeah, but it's always interesting to hear an alternate opinion, and then
yeah,
we can go back and look at our stuff and see whether or not we still agree with what we thought we did.
I'm not sure that this is saying like new stuff. Like, what more does it take? The threat of nuclear war, ice cap meltdown, ravages of COVID. He's listing a lot of stuff, but he's only list, like, it's only words. He's not calling up any feelings about these things for me. He's doing the bare bones, which is mentioning all these things that I do happen to have feelings about, but my feelings about them have nothing to do with the words he's saying. Like, nothing in what he's saying is creating new feelings in me. So that's my that was my reaction to it. You know, fueled by us versus them is very true, but not very original.
I want us to say, because I put spiritual poetry in quotes.
Yeah.
Kind of to recognize this being of a certain kind of style or genre,
mm-hmm.
and that in a way it's like I can appreciate what it's doing in that style or genre, even though I actually think I agree with your, like, I think you're just being more honest. and But I would imagine, I don't know, like I can imagine who would, I know people who would like it. I guess that's what it is. You know what I mean? Like I know who would like, I know people who I think would like it, even though I think that poetically it's not doing, I mean, it's not in the same league, anywhere in the same league as like, say, Jacob, you know, Mensah, who's, you know, whether you like it or not, there's a lot more going on from a just literary point of view. I rated it good, thinking maybe it won't be published because it won't like kind of rise, you know, to excellent. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's excellent. Like, I think it's good.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that. I do think I found what I think found interesting was the juxtaposition between Buddha and Shiva and the classical figures and then these modern issues. But your comments are pertinent, Mary. So do we slide it towards a no then? I mean, we have a number of good things to publish, so maybe we don't have to publish this one.
I think he could find somewhere else to publish these. Like, he could submit these to Tricycle Magazine, or like, there are a lot of publications that are more like explicitly spiritual in this way.
Mm.
Like, you know, that are about yoga, for example, or that are about Buddhism, or that are, you know, more ecumenical, but really like sort of not, it's a more progressive, but it's not necessarily philosophically a more sophisticated venue, where it's like they would publish good poetry that's well written and that's on the themes that their publication covers, and like we cover those things too, but we don't cover them from that angle. Like we sort of take a more perverse road, I think. That may not be the right.
So I put it down under Marco to send a rejection letter.
Okay, fair enough.
Send them tell them it's not perverse enough.
Oh my gosh. Get in a lot of trouble here in Quebec using that word, because in English, well, we all know what we mean when we say perverse in English. And in French, they only have one word that means perverse and perverted. And
deviant, maybe.
Deviant, that's the word I want. That's the word I want, actually. That's closer.
Okay.
To the intended.
So we'll stay away from all that unneeded sexual connotation, but yes.
Yeah, yeah, that's not what I meant. I didn't mean perverse in a sexual way.
No, I knew exactly what you meant.
None of us do.
I meant like stylistically, like, you know.
But Mary is right. In French, yeah, there's a difference.
But okay, now, I'm warned. I'll know now when I visit.
We're talking about Quebec.
Deviant doesn't exist in French either. Not really. And so, yeah.
That makes it safer if they speak French.
Okay, so that was the last piece that we were going to look at, and
I think we've handled all the ifs and non-assigned things. The only things we've got now are somebody else to look at the Thoris, and you, Marco, I think you said you were going to.
I would love to look at it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'll put that down.
Okay. I wish I could volunteer to take on some longer pieces right now, but the reality is that at least for the next month, it's going to be like, what I've got is probably enough.
here too, actually. I shouldn't be taking on more, but...
Well, it's finishing nice. Up the job, though, of what
yeah,
we did.
That's
what
right.
We did. I'll try to take a crack at Diana Thorson, too, just... spread it out. I think I can make some time. I'll put it on my list anyway.
Yeah, the
I'm
reading
sure it's
is
really
fine.
Good.
The reading is fine. That for me anyway. Like to.
It may be more of a question of deciding, you know, how you want to deal with the material that you have, rather than I'm trying to edit this. You know, yeah, what I mean? Exactly. She seems like she's got the craft down. You know.
Yeah. It's kind of, she didn't have a, maybe there was a biography, but I didn't see it in the original submissions. But at the end of that book, there's a long bio section on her, and she seems quite a fascinating person, actually, because she's both Russian and Australian, so it's an interesting combination.
Yeah, never heard of a Russian-Australian person. It's first.
It's about ancient Greece. Sorry. So do I. I'm not, I have nothing to do with Greece either, so.
All right, so those are the pieces. May I share my screen now? Are we ready to move on to that?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see which I share, this one. Oh, actually, let me share a different screen. Because I have like the admin view, but I could also share the editor's view.
I did think we needed a second reviewer for Andrea's poems. That's the other thing that we were missing. Marco, you said you were doing Universal Eggs Benedict, but...
I did take a look at that, and I think it's good, and I think we should publish it. And I suggest there that we make it a microdose.
Okay.
There's a section on the site that occasionally gets some activity, but it's short.
Yeah.
And it's kind of cosmic.
It is cosmic. And,
yeah. And I think it's fun. And Mary also reviewed it. Let's put it on the schedule for, was there anything? I mean, there may trickle in a couple of other submissions too.
The other one was Andrea's poems, just because.
Yeah, and Andrea's poems.
I don't feel that I should review them, so because I worked on them. So.
Okay, I'm happy to read those as well, as a reviewer.
Yes. So.
Okay, so I want to share my screen. Okay, see that?
Yep.
So this is what it should look like to you. And there's a new menu item here called Publish Press.
Okay.
For
the calendar, then we're able to publish or just create posts pretty quickly and move them around. So okay, here, what we have to remember is this, that for the sake of our system, we have to be the authors. Like, the editors are the authors of the posts.
Right.
And then, just like in the submissions where we connect a reviewer or connect a quote-unquote creative agent, that's who's going to be the author publicly. You know, so the poem by... you know, Mensa, whoever it is, they're going to be connected later. But for now, the way that we can keep track of which authors are responsible for which pieces is that we make ourselves the author of the post. So in this case, if it were me, I would, I'd add myself as the author. I can give it the status of, you know, it's a draft, or I didn't haven't actually reviewed these statuses. This is just part of the plugin, but let's say it's accepted. I'll give it that status, and then publish time. Just leave that blank. Give it the title. This is just a test. for the sake of just adding the stubs, we don't have to add content here. And I wouldn't, because the box is way too small. So just hit create. And then there's a new post here. And then I can drag that around to whatever date I want. So if I hold on. If I want to move it, come on. Well, I should be able to drag it. Maybe I can't drag it. Or maybe the drag is like a pro feature. Anyway, while I troubleshoot that later, just put it on the date that you most likely think it's going to be posted. And then once you get into it, you can edit the date. So.
And then these are dummy posts, right? They're not connected to anything real. They're just a way for us to keep track of what the publication schedule would be.
No, these, like when we create posts here, they will create the posts in the system. And so here's the thing. So we have all these submissions and they have their own data structure. And they also have discussion connected to them. And some of the submissions are accepted, some are rejected. But we need to actually treat this separately. We need to create new posts for the ones that we're going to publish. That way, the new posts are going to be tied to their own discussions. And all the reviewer stuff is not going to be there. So when you get in here to add your posts, like you can add them here. Let me troubleshoot it and make sure that it's going to work properly. But you can add just the stubs here. However, to create the posts, you can also, this is the calendar, but to create the posts, you create new post. And this is all familiar because you've used this before, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then on the right side, under publish, under document, publish, by default, it will say immediately. But you can change the date here. So let's say I set it to the 16th. I'll add and schedule it. Okay, so that's just a test post scheduled. Now, if I go back to the calendar,
There it is.
Okay, so you need to create the post not in the post and not here in the calendar.
It should work here. And it's just not working now because of Murphy's Law, because of the fact that we're on a conference call. But if we were not on the conference call, it would work.
I know that law very well.
Yep.
So it should work also to drag. Okay, see this one actually does work. See that?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
The one I created does let me drag it around and I can change the publish date.
So if you create it in the the posts, it seems like it'll allow you to drag it around.
Yeah. All right. So now we know.
Because you said dummy content here, but if it's going to be actually posted on the site, the content can't be dummy.
No, it shouldn't be dummy. This is the real deal.
But you can actually create like something there just that's a placeholder and just
placeholder until you get the content in, right? Yeah, I got that.
And for scheduling purposes, so that we could quickly populate, you know, create all the posts here just by giving them titles.
Yeah. Right.
And assigning them to ourselves as authors and start to play around with what the publication dates could be. So anyway.
There has to be a way of turning this sort of draft version here into, okay, this one, we're now agreed on the date. We've got all the content in there, all the images in there. Now we can say, make this published, whatever.
Well, what I'm thinking of doing, which I didn't want to pull the trigger on, was upgrading to the pro version of this plugin, which has the thing that I think would be useful is the checklists. Let me see if I can find it.
Yeah.
Because then we could say each piece that gets published needs, you know, these specific items. It needs an image. It needs an excerpt. It needs social media blurb. It needs, you know, approval from the the editors or reviewers, and then we can just go through, and then as a piece goes through the publication pipeline, it, you know, we'll know when what needs to be done on it, and we'll be able to get an overview, you know, of where things are at. So that's what I was thinking, is maybe getting this, but I'm open to what you want to do or how you think would be best managed.
Is it an expensive plugin?
No, I think it's like $50.
They're all $50.
actually, let's see. It might be $55 or $59. Oh, no, it's $69. The price went up. Because I previously used it.
Well, I mean, the only thing is just, yeah. I mean, I remember we used to have some kind of a system where, you know, we had a sort of checklist, whether it has to be through this. And I don't know if there's another way you want to have a checklist to avoid the cost, but there's just got to be, at least somewhere, there's got to be an established series of steps that are gone through. Like, okay, we reviewed the piece, we've posted it, we've picked a featured image, we've, you know, communicated with the author, the author's given their final approval on the piece, you know, that kind of stuff.
Together, we're all go. Yeah, exactly.
Right. And it may differ slightly, because if you had something that's like a whole PDF file that has to be put up, for instance, like let's just say somebody does have a whole bunch of poems that have to be in a certain format and we can't format on the web, so we got to upload the PDF, and, you know, there's a lot of piece dependent things too, depending on the, you know, the web formatting. So.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this. Would it be better to build that kind of like additional tracking into the existing submissions table, or to have that attached directly to each individual post, kind of like the checklist in this plugin?
Is it an extra thing to do it in the submission side?
It would mean just add, like, you know, we built that all like custom, like by adding custom fields. It would mean adding the additional fields. So like if we wanted to have like a checklist of items, like that would be like a field, you know,
that might be a better way to go. And then just leave the calendar to just, okay, when it's, we know when it needs to be published, it'll just be published, and then it'll just, you know, it'll disappear from the calendar or showed up as published or whatever.
Mm-hmm. So we have like one master system, like
kind of like the master approach too. I think the submissions list that we've got now looks to me pretty robust, and it's already become kind of part of our practice to look, and so I kind of like to work through there rather than a new system that I have to figure out again.
Yeah, okay. Mary, what do you think?
I'll use whatever.
Okay. I'm just also trying to avoid extra costs too, because I know with WordPress, like, it's like every little plugin, you know, to get it to do what you want.
it's true.
It's maddening, and lots of things they seem to have just put costs onto, like, purposeful barriers to things that should be simple.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's also the cost of not programming yourself. Like if we, you know, had a programmer, were programmers, you guys probably have some skills, but specifically in WordPress, then we could do exactly what we want, and you don't have to pay anybody to do a plugin for it. Like, so, but that's kind of what we're doing here. I mean, what I do like about this table is that we could customize it. Like, we can continue to evolve it. Like we could fit here, there is already a status. Like, for example, I could filter by pieces that are accepted just by clicking there, and then the page refreshes. And this is not current because we haven't updated the individual pieces, but this would be a way to do that. So we'd have to add some further like filters here, and just define what the additional fields would be. like, what is our publication checklist? And then build that in to this table so that we can filter by, like, at a glance, see, like, these are all the pieces that need an image. These are all the pieces that need, you know, another reviewer. Like, that would be...
It's still true that we would still have to build the post, the publication post at the end. After you've gone through all these stuff and you've got pieces, you still have to take the things here and put them over into something else where it's going to be published.
You got to put it in the WordPress dashboard. Yeah, you got to put it in the posts
area. Yeah.
But that kind of links out to everything else too. That links out to the calendar and like we just saw, you know, so, and it's actually fairly easy to manipulate that. So if we just kind of are dealing with just the submissions table and we're dealing with the regular posting process, then I think that's probably.
We understand both of those. So I think generally, so
Right. That's just my two cents, but I think that would make the best sense rather than paying for another plugin. And, you know, I don't know. It just adds up after. I'm thinking about my own site. I'm thinking it's like, you know, WP Forms drives me crazy. It's like, okay, if I want to actually read what people submit, I have to pay an extra fee. You know, it's just like, you know, what, you know, yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'm just angry at WordPress, but you know.
Okay. All right. That's all. I think that that's clear. All clear enough. Let's continue with the submissions table. We'll keep kind of building it out. For now, though, the main thing is that as we get like clarity and agreement with our authors, the next step is to create the post, update the status in the table, and then give it a tentative publication date. And I think that we could, in a distributed way, like as we have those communications and get that clarity, just start to populate things. Mm-hmm. And in our next meeting, if we've begun that, like let's say we next couple of weeks we start to do that, then we could work out maybe, you know, the fine tuning the dates. If we have too much stuff 1 week and not enough another week, we could talk about how to spread things out.
But that does raise a question for me. So are you basically thinking that if we take the submissions that we've accepted, okay, each of us, and then say, okay, we're just going to put them on the calendar somewhere. Do we actually have like a thing like, okay, we're going to try to keep it to Monday and Thursday, or we're going to try to keep it to like, do we have a regular thing so that we know what the parameters are for doing that?
My question.
We talked a bit about that last time, right? Like in terms of frequency. And
I don't know if we came to a total decision on that, though. I mean, I could be wrong. Maybe I'm just
have to worry about balancing the posts. So, like, if you do poetry and the short story in 1 week, and then you do, you know, so we have to sort of balance out the way the pieces, so you don't have a cluster of all poetry going up in one period of time, and then so it needs a little bit of attention to the global look of it as well, I think.
What week are we starting in,
by the way?
October, I believe the first week of October. Maybe it might be October 5th.
Oh, that's
5th.
Barely a month away. cool. And I think, as I recall, we're aiming for like not more than two a week. And possibly one of those two is a serial thing that we're putting up a chapter or something every week. Was that kind of the sense that?
I think that, or unless we were talking about doing three a week and including a serial as the third thing. I couldn't remember if that was the second or the third thing. I maybe we have to go back and re-listen to last meeting. We talked about it then. But, we can do that, actually. It should be in the last meeting. So, you know.
We should record our decisions, though. It would be easier to just refer back to.
Sorry, I didn't take a note on that.
That's like, okay, I mean, let's make a new decision. Based, and we have a better sense now of how much we've got. Do you guys feel like doing?
I think probably we'll have to do two to three. Otherwise, we won't be able to fit them all in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Including the series.
I kind of think two per week. And then when we serialize, we add a third one makes good sense to me.
Yeah,
so some weeks, 2 weeks, and some weeks, three, depending on whether there's a serial going on.
So Monday, Wednesday, Friday?
Yeah, that sounds good.
I'll start putting the ones that I have that are ready to go. I'll put them up, like Susan Evans. She's got one. Oh, but we were thinking of maybe doing Susan Evans together with the Thorson poem.
Yeah, we were thinking that. Yeah.
I can put Marjorie Kay on in any case. I guess I've got two ready to go. That's what I'm saying.
I think I have three.
And one visual. Yeah. Okay.
So we could do that. Yeah, I think I've got three. And do I have another one? Hang on, let me just look at my notes. Yeah, and I'm still waiting to hear from Annie, and hers potentially might be a serial, so I'm not sure. One, two, three. Yeah, I've got three.
Okay. Okay, so we've got 2 weeks.
Maybe three.
Maybe three.
Because today is only...
You're right, and we'll have more by that time.
Time has a tendency to slip by rather quickly.
Yes, that is absolutely the truth. Yes.
But we have 3 weeks to get the first ones up. After that, we have a little bit of a breather before, you know, so.
Oh, I meant that we have 2 weeks worth of material ready. Like, well, like we post for 2 weeks and then we're. We have, I mean, some of our own stuff is maybe ready to go faster because we don't have to depend on other people. Like the Universal Eggs Benedict might be almost ready.
Yeah.
And if the author doesn't, you know, finish editing it, I know where he lives. I think throw things at his window.
Universal Eggs?
Yeah. How do you like these eggs?
Yeah. Can't make an omelet without cracking a few eggs.
Yeah, and I meant to do a short story that could be posted. So I'll hurry up and make that into a submission that you guys can all like formally edit.
Yeah, the spiritual barber's ready to go. Because I only asked for the one change and he's already given me the change.
Do you have anything else on your list, Jeffrey, that's besides that one that's like accepted and ready to go, or do you still have to review?
Anatolian Dreams could go up. If the Susan Evans one is ready, they could go up together.
Susan Evans one is ready. So let's make a post like in the first week, one of the days could be those two poems.
Yeah.
Maybe we can try to have each week one poetry post and one prose post.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah.
I like that.
Good.
Yeah.
We'll start. That's a good place to start.
Mm-hmm.
And then the visual arts one, like Marjorie Case, could go up in week two. I guess I should be.
If we have three, then there could be like fiction, nonfiction, poetry, or fiction, nonfiction art. Or review could be in there. We don't have any reviews yet, but there's one coming, I believe.
I was gonna write a review.
Okay, it could come later too. You know, it doesn't have to be.
It doesn't have to be immediate, but yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, mm-hmm. That's right. I'd almost forgotten about that myself. So.
I want to write a few reviews. There's a lot of writing I want to do, and it's just a matter of getting the time and space to do it.
I know I'm reviewing the last draft of this other novel right now, and I'm hoping to have that done by mid-October. So I'm hoping maybe I can come up with something else that I can present to the group in between that we could, you know, just to kind of add to it since we're talking about doing our own stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That was part of the discussion. So. I have to add that to my list and give it some thought. Because today, I have to tell you, today I took all my courses down from Montclair State because they more or less said they weren't going to employ me for a year. As soon as I took everything down, I got an email saying, "Hi, can you do a course that starts in October for us?" I was like, "Really?" So it's fine because I plan to redo all of them anyway, but you know, it was just like, I don't know. Anyway, but yeah. There's because I kind of want to do my own stuff with those courses now and say forget about them, but you know, but I said yeah, it's fine, you know, I'll do that. It's only a half semester course, so
I'm gonna have a look at your course because I'm starting to plan one for myself too. So
Oh, okay, yeah. Right now I'm just kind of, if you want to, you can just drop me a message. I'm happy to share what I have with you. Because I think what I'm planning to do for the Chthonia page is I might just put up asynchronous stuff, like, you know, videos and stuff that people could.
I need to put that out, which is going to go up as pre-packaged video, and which is not, but anyway, yeah.
Right. Yeah. Right. It all depends on what you're doing. What's going to work, but these are like basic religion courses, basic myth courses, basic course on the Trojan War, basic stuff like that. I thought I could do something with this somewhere else. Somebody's interested in this.
Yeah, that's cool.
Well, I mean, I spent all this time putting it together, and if they're not going to pay me to do it anymore, I'm like, fine, I'll get myself paid to do it somewhere else. I mean, it's not quite the kind of thing I would put on metapsychosis, because I think it would have to be a more more focused kind of a course.
Yeah, but there are online platforms, aren't there? Like Udemy or some of them, like that you can sign up as an instructor and kind of put up your course. And they're more geared toward, like, you know, bigger audiences that might just, there's probably a lot of students out there that just would want to know, or people that just want to know the background of the Trojan War. You know, like, it's just general good knowledge to have. And I think they're, I couldn't tell you about them, but I think they're like more commercial platforms that allow you to do that.
There probably are. I just need to look at them and look what the costs are involved and stuff. I mean, because there's very simple ways to do it. And then, you know, I could get involved with that as well. So we'll just have to say what turns out to be the best thing. Because I feel like I'm spending a lot of money on stuff. I need to make sure I'm getting a return on it. So we all know how that goes.
So just with the time left, I want to check on the email, because Bridget, you had it set up at one point, but then I changed how it was being hosted. It was being hosted through Google, and I brought it over to our own hosting. And so you don't have email anymore.
I know. I use my own email to send these. So, you know.
Okay. All right. So, but Mary had asked to set hers up, and she was successful, I believe, at it. However, Jeffrey wasn't. So I had Jeffrey messaged me about that, and I suggested maybe Mary could help.
Mary gets to be the new instructor.
I don't know what to say, because Margaret just sent me all the links to use, and they worked. I don't know why yours didn't. What didn't work on yours, Jeffrey?
I can't remember, and I always have trouble with emails, so it may be just me being clunky, you know?
Okay. I mean, actually, I happen to have it open right now. Is this the screen that you come to?
Yes.
Okay. I mean.
But it won't recognize my password or anything, you know?
Are you using the right password? Because I have a different password for Cosmos Co-op and Metapsychosis.
I can never tell, you know, and there's no... and when I say forget password, I just go around circles and
okay,
you know, so
it's got to be one year.
I never got that far. Yeah. So obviously I didn't get through that first screen.
Might be a password issue.
So go to my.cosmos.coop. That's where you'll get your password if you need to reset it. Once you have it, that'll log you in to the mail. Mary took the simple route, because you could also configure your phone and your email, you know, if you have.
Well, I tried to do that, but the problem is I have to deconfigure my existing entrance. And then I worry that I won't be able to reconfigure it back to get back into my existing email.
No. You can add it. You can have multiple accounts.
No, but when I was on Yahoo and I tried to add another thing, and it said, well, you have to take the other one off. And I was like, no way, I'm not taking the other one off.
Okay.
No, I don't know. I have a bunch forwarded to my Yahoo, so I don't know. I mean, not sure, but yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, if you wanted to get it on your phone, like Android, iPhone, whatever kind, that is possible just following the configuration instructions. And it would be an additional account. It shouldn't displace anything else you have. But
decided I couldn't wait. So I just send emails on my regular email to people, and they seem to respond fine. So,
okay, then that's fine. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But the simplest thing to do is what Mary did. If you don't want to do advanced configuration, you can just go to mail.cosmos.coop.
I'll try it again.
And then reset your password at my.cosmos.coop, and then that'll get you in.
Does mail.cosmos.coop, can you just set up an account there?
No, you already have an account?
I do.
So you just have to log in with that. It's the same one for cloud.cosmos, that same password.
Okay.
For mail.
Okay. Okay, hopefully it saved it, because I don't remember what my password is for cloud. It's just saved. I was like, hey, it works.
Yeah.
So I'll play around with it. If I have trouble, I'll ask, but yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm still waiting for the AI to take over. Make our lives so much easier.
No. In some ways.
No. All right. Anything else? I take back what I said about the AI. I really didn't mean that. Have you seen? There was an article in The Guardian. It was written by OpenAI, by one of the AI projects. This one, I think, is funded by Elon Musk. Mm. They had it write on a kind of op-ed, and they gave it some parameters. They gave it some sample text, and then the purpose was to convince humans that AI, machine intelligence, was nothing to fear, that everything was going to work out fine. And so it wrote a number of different versions of this, and the editors pieced it together. So they kind of treated it like a human submission, and it's interesting. It's an interesting text. It's
saw it up there, but I didn't read it yet.
it's pretty, you know, what's interesting is just that one can follow it. There's a personality to it. Like, it's learned how to use emotional language. And that's, I think, interesting. Because it's still pretty early, a pretty early result in a way, and this is like compounding, accelerating, exponential learning processes. I think pretty soon it's going to be hard to know whether you're interacting with a human or
it may be already in some cases, though some AI experiments have been really like off the wall when they've tried to get them to, sign on and do certain thing on certain accounts. And then they start advocating murdering people and stuff. It goes off the deep end sometimes. I've seen some of those. I don't know. It's been a while since I followed up on that, but that's interesting.
It is interesting. I think it's also interesting. We know about public experiments, but we don't know which private experience. There may be, already some pretty sophisticated sort of prototypes, of AI types of entities like out there that most people think are like human or think are just natural, but aren't in fact orchestrated. That's just a speculation.
Well, they do a lot of development through gaming. I can tell you that I do know.
Mm.
The people who do gaming, they use a lot of that simulated activity, and they have people, wittingly or unwittingly participate in a lot of this AI development. So
I think it's interesting. There'll probably come a point where you could give an AI system like a sample of a paragraph, and then have it write a science fiction saga, like a complete, 10 volume set, of in 5 minutes or something.
I had a news story where a college student got one of these, and I forget what they're called, but where you can feed in text and it then generates text like it. Mm-hmm. And he fed it productivity blogs, how to get more work done, how to realize your dreams. And then he just posted them, and one of them became like the top read blog. Like, it got aggregated to best productivity blogs, which makes you realize, and it was just kind of airy fairy, you could totally, if you just get up and do like 5 extra minutes of work a day, you can, or creativity, it's the secret to productivity. And it made you realize how much drivel people read on the internet.
It might as well be written by AI, right?
Yeah.
A lot of what
and
you
how
write.
Much we operate like machines.
Yeah.
Or have been trained to operate like machines.
The context I reported to the group on language this week. So this radio broadcast that talked about this team of material scientists who fed 3,000 articles on material science to a neural network, and the neural network generated new ideas about new materials that could be developed that weren't in people's minds. And so this team of scientists have been harvesting the material that the AI generated, that is new science, new materials that came out of culling these articles for things that nobody had ever noticed. So it's not all drivel.
That's a great point and example. But it takes the meta perspective to decide what's drivel and what's useful information.
Maybe
the productivity blogs actually would be useful, and people if they followed the AI's advice, they'd lose weight and better sex and win the stock market. But the reality will probably come to, AI will produce useful knowledge, useful advice, and personalized as well, because it'll get to know the user, the end user, and what they need to hear, and what moves them, and what persuades them. You'll be able to sort of create your personal productivity coach who just feeds you drivel on demand, whenever you want it. And relevant to you, relevant drivel.
Like most drivel, it'll have its limit. Ask any therapist.
Well, the future is...
I'm less optimistic about that future. Maybe we all are. We're just talking about it, but it'll be fascinating to see what people buy into and where that goes.
Okay. Any last words?
No, thanks. This is a good meeting, guys.
I think it was a good meeting, and we've got some things sort of almost locked into place here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hopefully we'll have more by the next meeting. So that'll be, but at least we have more direction now. So that's good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good. Thanks.
All right, guys. See you guys in a couple weeks.
Bye-bye.